them all under Robbie Power and wins the Gold Cup.
Cheltenham is everything. There's no place like Cheltenham, you know, and if you're lucky enough to ride a winner at the Cheltenham Festival or ride a winner of the Cheltenham Gold Cup, you know, walk down in front of 70,000 people, there's no feeling like it, and Cheltenham is the biggest stage.
Cheltenham Festival 2018 on William Hill Racing Radio.
Well, some of the hardest puzzles to solve at the Cheltenham Festival are the handicaps. And we've got a couple that Andy Gibson, joining myself, Mark Walton, in the studio, has got an opinion in on the Friday. We're going to take a look ahead to the County Hurdle and the Johnny Henderson Grand Annual Handicap Chase as well. Two contests that are wide open as far as the betting is concerned. Very hard puzzles to solve. So hopefully you can help us out here, Andy. First of all, how early do you start compiling your thoughts for the handicaps? Because a lot of people will wait for the confirmation of the entries and such, or a lot of people will be thinking, trying to second guess trainers, thinking that might be a handicap idea for the festival. When do you start putting the portfolio together, if you like?
I think when an idea knocks me over the head, really, and sometimes that can be right at the start of the season, and sometimes it can be a developing thought that perishes with a terrible run or something that happens that I can't allow for or can't understand. Sometimes it's a developing thought through the season that builds and builds, and sometimes it's just with the horse that we'll go on to mention in the Grand Annual. We'll focus on the County Hurdle first, but the horse in the Grand Annual, it was an interesting trainer switch at the beginning of the season.
Yeah.
I'll go to that later, but we can discuss that in more depth.
Okay, there's the carrot dangled. Then we'll move on to that in a few moments' time. But first of all, let's look at the County Hurdle. 8-1 the field at the moment. Max Dynamite, the 8-1 favourite at the time of recording this, ahead of Duke to Geneva, Hunter's Call, and in fact those two 12-1, 14-1 Global Citizen and Sands End. It's 16-1 for Blue Air Rouge, 16-1 as well for Call Me Lord and Jenkins, 20-1 or bigger prices for the remainder. As the betting suggests there, wide open at this stage, 8-1 the field. I suppose I'll just hand the floor to you and say, what do you like for the County Hurdle at this point?
Yeah, and I think you have to look at the handicaps in a very, very different manner. You can't, in the grade one races at the festival, you can say, well, the fourth, fifth, sixth favourite, they can't win because of this and this and this. I really don't like this one. I don't like that one. He'll probably go somewhere else. And here are the two that really stand out. It's not quite the same in the handicaps. Clearly, the prices are bigger, and they're bigger for a reason, in that there's probably a number of horses with chances. But if you spot one or two that look like they're going to be suited to the day for a variety of reasons, then the probability is, if you know what you're talking about, the probability is they'll be shorter on the day and they'll be players. You can't say this is going to win this race, or, you know, this is much better than this one, but you can say there are reasons to believe that this horse is going to be suited to the conditions on the day. And I think there are two, in my opinion, two very interesting contenders for the County Hurdle. We'll start with a Ben Pauling horse, a Hair Breath, who won earlier in the season. Just before, Ben Pauling had about a 7-week run without a winner, I think it was.
Yeah.
And he's just come out of that run now. The great thing with her Hair Breath is that he's best when fresh. He ran a great race in the Great Wood Hurdle last season at Cheltenham, of course. And he's obviously back to Cheltenham for the County Hurdle. I still think he's viable off his mark. He's 20-1. I think he's a massive price, and I think that he's got a very sexy profile about him, and I think that we'll see money for him between now and the festival. So I don't think he'll be 20-1 on the day.
He's 20-1 then, yeah. As you mentioned, another big price one going into this? Or?
Yeah, I'm not absolutely certain that this one is going to run in the race. I just know, I'm absolutely convinced this is an extremely well-handicapped horse for when he gets the opportunity to run on a sound surface. He hasn't had that yet. And the horse is called Charlie Parks, trained by Nicky Henderson. Again, he's 20-1. Now, if he doesn't go in the County Hurdle, I can't see him going anywhere else. So the non-runner insurance with Hills makes that another viable opportunity. Two 20-1 shots each way. The point with Charlie Parks is that he came off a very slow pace against High Bridge at Newbury earlier in the season in what was the Jerry Fielden. And he quickened from the back at the point that the front runners all quickened as well. It was a really difficult time to come through. He looked really promising that day, and he hasn't had his ground since. He's been given considerate rides since then, including Ascot Wynn, ridden on the wide outside out of the way. And he just looks a very interesting horse for one of the spring festivals over 2 miles on good ground. I'm hoping it's the county hurdle. If it's not, we'll have another pop in him at Aintree. But I think 2 20-to-1 shots there, both with reasonably strong chances of being competitive.
What about the Grand Annual then? Thienval, the favourite there at 9-to-1. Dandridge, 14s with Don't Touch It and Vanitor. 16-to-1 Charbel, Duke of Navan, 16s with North Hill Harvey as well. Also 16-to-1 for the Unit, Tycoon Prince and Vieux Morvan. And it's 20-to-1 or bigger prices for the others. What do you like in the Grand Annual?
This was the one with the trainer switch at the start of the season, and it was Vanitor from Nicky Henderson to David Pipe. The Pipes have a good record in this race, and it just thought immediately they'll be training him to get him handicapped for the Grand Annual at the end of the season. He's been given an interesting campaign, and he'll be better on good ground, and he is quietly going down. I'm sure he may not be the most resolute in a finish, but it wouldn't be long ago he was rated into the 150s, and now he's going to be nearer to 145 than 150, I think, by the time we get to the festival. And he's just a very, very interesting contender. I think that I'm fairly certain he'll go for the race. I think he'll be extremely competitive. Whether he'll actually have the will to win compared to one or two others, I'm not absolutely sure about that. But I do think he'll be on the premises in between the last two fences, which is all you can ask for of a 14-to-1 shot, a speculative bet in a tough handicap. He'll be thereabouts.
I wonder how Nicky Henderson would feel if Vanitor went to win, because obviously the race he'd like to win at the festival. It's since moved from him to David Pipe. It would be...
But very interesting, because there'd be two very different trainers that Nicky Henderson wouldn't have, and this is no criticism of either of them, they just train differently. Nicky Henderson wouldn't have plotted Vanitor through the season to get the handicap mark down and down and down. Mm. If there was a race in front of him that he could have won, he would have won it. Mm. And Vanitor would now be 150-plus horse, and he wouldn't be a viable contender for the Grand Annual. With David Pipe... they've bought him with this race in mind. I think this is, I'm only guessing, I'm not privy to any information, but he's been my horse for the Grand Annual right through since he first came out October, November, and I haven't seen anything to change my mind.
Top stuff. Thank you very much once again, Andy. Good luck and enjoy the festival.
Pleasure.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.